Hey, Gabby.
Hey, Lindsay. How's it going?
All right. I am also wondering today, why is it that Americans are so pet crazy?
Yeah, that's a great question. And the pet trend in America continues to increase. I think this is a big growing market in the U.S. And I think, you know, we're going to touch on some points why Americans are so pet crazy. But, you know, one of the biggest reasons is that we consider pets our friends and part of our family.
Family member more than friends, absolutely.
Yeah.
How do we know that? Well, most pets live inside, at least at night. They'll sleep indoors. Sometimes a cat might go out during the day.
Sure, or a dog.
If it's an outdoor cat, right? But most dogs and cats stay inside.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, my personal opinion is that this might have to do with people feeling lonely. And so they enjoy having a pet to keep them company. And also for some people who have experienced illness, a pet can be a great treatment, like a therapy dog or cat or pet.
Yeah, and it's not just, it's also in addition to having the company, it's also a way, I know that for example for New Yorkers, maybe Bostonians, they use it as a way to meet other people. Right. But a lot of people do that. You know, it's very easy to start a conversation when you have your dog on a leash and you're out of the dog park with the other dog moms and dog dads, right?
That's right, because it is a very common way to start a conversation around a pet. So it's a great way to meet people.
And so what about this concept of designer dogs?
Yeah, this is interesting. You know, I think you know more about this than I do, but it's kind of like designer clothes. You look for a specific brand.
Yeah, so my brother has a designer dog, and the dog has been bred to be a combination of a pug and a beagle. And our neighbors here in Cambridge have my brother's dog is called a Puggle.
So cute.
Pug and a beagle. And my neighbors have a Labradoodle, which is a lab and a poodle.
I love those names.
I know, but the price tag is pretty, you probably wouldn't love the price tag.
What, on average, what do people pay for a designer dog?
I can't back this up with science, but I think it's between $500 and $1,000 a grand.
Wow. There's a type of dog that's very small called a teacup type of dog because it fits in a teacup. I think it's kind of a relative of a chihuahua or something like that. But it's the kind of dog that you can carry around with you.
In your bag?
In your bag, in your purse or in a dog bag, and it's almost like an accessory.
God, that's so common.
That's right. Yeah, there's a lot of related industries now that are growing for pets, like clothes for pets. What else? Like hotels.
Pet hotels. Yeah, doggy daycare. Yeah. Don't forget.
Doggy
you can
daycare.
Take your dog to daycare when you're at work to be
health
walked.
Health insurance. Of course, veterinary practices. I think that's common.
Mm-hmm.
There was something else, the doggy daycare, dog insurance. Oh, and the tax breaks. There's an initiative. I don't think it's passed, but, to give a tax discount or break for people who own pets.
Yeah. That's super interesting. Here, like, you don't really see wild dogs, do you?
No. That's not common at all.
I remember when I was in Thailand riding a bike around one of the famous sites, I was being chased by wild dogs, and I was like, oh my god, what's going on? So you don't see wild dogs. If there were a wild dog, we'd have animal control, would come out and get the dog.
That's right.
And bring the dog to a shelter.
That's right. Yeah. So it's interesting because when I go travel to a country where there are wild dogs, that's a little scary to me because I'm not used to seeing wild dogs on the streets.
Yeah.